Well, folks, I've done a few stories already about the fact that in Missouri we have a special committee on redistricting, and I've emphasized this is about congressional redistricting, not the state legislative redistricting. That's a whole issue altogether. We do this and we see it every 10 years in the state of Missouri, and of course, it comes from the census numbers. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me for a few moments is Dan Shull. Dan is a Republican representative from Imperial, and he chairs a special committee on redistricting. Mr. Chairman, you have a meeting coming up on Tuesday morning, 8 o'clock. You're looking for public input about redistricting for the 8th Congressional District in southeast and southern Missouri. It's a huge district. What can you tell us about Tuesday?
Well, Tuesday is going to be just like other meetings that will take place in subsequent meetings for all the congressional districts. But we chose to start with the 8th District. And what we're looking for is just information on what makes the 8th District good, what makes it bad, good things, what, you know, characteristics of the district, what's worked for it being the district it is, and really just we're wanting citizen input so that when we do get the census numbers this fall, we'll be prepared and able to draw the best lines possible for Missouri.
The district is currently represented by Congressman Jason Smith, who you know well. I know he's going to be at the Capitol Monday evening because his office has reached out to me. I think he's speaking about another event. Do we know if he'll be at the meeting on Tuesday? They have not told me that, but I'm just checking.
All the congressional districts have been notified, and we'll be. It'll be interesting to see if he does. I don't think... it's necessary that the actual elected officials from those districts be there. Really, we'd certainly take that testimony, but we're really looking for written and in-public testimony or in-person testimony of the citizens of the district.
Final question, Mr. Chairman. When you talk about the 8th Congressional District, I'll just name a few. You've got Poplar Bluff in there. You've got Cape. You've got Farmington. You have Festus. You have Salem. Lots and lots of, obviously, radio affiliates for us. But really, the common denominator in that district, and there are several of them, but one of the biggest ones to me as I look at that district is agriculture. That's a big common denominator in the 8th.
Yeah, I think it's a great symbol of the state of Missouri. Hardworking people, agriculture is a huge part of the state of Missouri, huge part of that district. But it's just good people working hard, and that's what I like so much about the 8th District.
I know you're very busy, Mr. Chairman. Anything you'd like to add about Tuesday's hearing, feel free.
We will be taking in-person testimony. If you can't make it to Jefferson City, please provide written testimony from the website, and then we'll be doing the 7th District on the 4th, on Thursday rather, and then we'll just continue to run the next 3 weeks after that, the rest of the districts.